The story is told about the great tzaddik, Rabbi Yisrael of Rizhin, known simply as the Rizhiner. The Rizhiner was one of the great Hasidic masters whose each of his multiple sons were the founders of their own Hasidic dynasties. And the Rizhiner once had to seek out sustained medical treatment in the city of Lvov. And this medical treatment required constant travel back and forth from Rizhin to Lvov, which wasn't an easy trip. But whenever the Rizhiner would go to the city of Lvov, he would always go to visit the Rav of the city, a man known by the name of a sefer, the Yeshuas Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Meshulam Orenstein, who was the Rav of Lvov, a great tzaddik and a great Talmud Chacham, also a misnagid, someone who was an opponent of the movement of Chassidus, but yet who himself held the Rizhiner in great regard. So the story is told that one time the Rizhiner was finishing up his medical treatment in Lvov. He came to pay his respects to the Rav of the city, the Yeshuas Yaakov. And as he's taking leave of the Rav, he says to the Rav, I have some parting words for you. And the Rizhiner turns to the Yeshuas Yaakov and he says, tell me, what are the rooftops of your city made of? What are the rooftops of the homes, the buildings? What are they made of? To which the Yeshuas Yaakov says, they're made of metal. To which the Rizhiner asks, why metal? To which the Yeshuas Yaakov responds, because this way in the event that chas v'shalom a fire starts, the roof, the metal, doesn't catch on fire. The Rizhiner ponders this for a moment and says back to the Yeshuas Yaakov, you know, that's true, but you could also make the rooftops, the roofs out of bricks. And brick is also able to resist fire, but yet it still has the ability to be broken. And with that, the Rizhiner took leave of the Yeshuas Yaakov. The Yeshuas Yaakov, one could imagine, was exceptionally puzzled by this exchange. It made no sense. So a little while later, the Yeshuas Yaakov runs into a Talmud of the Rizhiner, Rav Meir of Premizhlan. And he tells Rav Meir this story and he says, I don't understand you, Chassidim. This is your Rebbe. We're exchanging Torah. There's so much to talk about in Torah. And he tells me, he asked me strange questions about rooftops. So Amir closes his eyes for a moment and he says, oh, you don't understand what my Rebbe was telling you. My Rebbe, Yeshuas Yaakov, was teaching you what it means to be a leader. You see, you are saying that the rooftops are made of metal. Sometimes a leader has to have a strong heart, a heart that is made of metal, a heart that is unbreakable, a resolve that is unbreakable. But the problem is that if your heart is made of metal, that same midah of strength could sometimes lead to callousness. But I have to have a strong heart. You have to have a strong resolve. So the Rizhiner says you could also have a heart made of bricks, because bricks are also fire resistant, but a brick could be broken. Because a leader, a manhig, a rav, has to have a heart that can break together with the tzaris, together with the challenges of his congregants, of his flock, of his talmidim. Says Amir Premizhlan, this was the message of the Rebbe. The roof represents the Rav, represents the Rabbanim, the Tzaddikim, the leaders of the generation. And the Rebbe was asking you, what is your heart made of? And you, Yeshuas Yaakov, said it's made of metal. Because a Rav, a leader, has to have a resolve of metal, to which the Rishner says, that is true. Have strong resolve, an unbreakable backbone, but your heart has to be able to break with the needs of your congregation, with the needs of your kehila, with the needs of your followers. An incredible story, my dear friends. I think the lesson of the Rizhiner is not just for leaders. The lesson of the Rizhiner is not just for Rabbanim, for Tzaddikim, for Geonim. The lesson of the Rizhiner is for all of us. That in life you have to have this twofold identity. You have to have an inner strength. And that inner strength has to allow you to weather the storms and vicissitudes of life. Because life is complicated and life is challenging. And if you're too soft and you're too scared and you're too fragile, you're going to break all the time and you'll never accomplish anything. So you have to be strong. But the challenge of being strong is that sometimes when a person exhibits too much strength, that can manifest itself in a form of callousness or indifference towards the other. So that's why you have to have the strength of a brick. The ability to withstand the gale force winds. The ability to withstand the fires of life that want to demolish everything. but a heart that could be broken when you share in the tsaris, when you share in the pain of your fellow Jew. We must learn to be strong for ourselves, but soft for our fellow. We must learn to be unbreakable in our resolve, in the actualizations of our dreams and goals. But we must have a heart that is easily breakable when we hear of the difficulties, the challenges, and the overwhelming circumstances of the other. This was the lesson that the Rishner, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, gave to the Shuas Yaakov, and it's the lesson that the Rishner gives to us as well. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.